안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 6월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2015학년도 6월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh no, another traffic jam. We might be late for the concert.
Don't worry. Once we get around this corner, it'll be okay.
I hope so. How much time do we have before the show starts?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I bought this book here last week, but there is a problem with it.
What's the problem?
Look here, some of the pages were not printed.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, tourists. This is Paris Daily Reporter Jessica Brown. Most visitors usually use public transportation to get around Paris. But every once in a while, it's nice to spend a sunny day in the city on foot. While walking around, you can see some of Paris's beautiful hidden treasures. In addition to this, historical sites can be interesting areas to explore. Last but not least, you'll have a chance to meet local people and learn more about their lives. Let's walk around Paris and enjoy its lovely back streets.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Irene, what are you reading?
Hi, Tom. Look at this article in our school magazine about doctors.
What does it say?
It says one-third of medical school graduates are women.
No doubt. I have seen many women in medical schools.
Wow. Women account for over 40% of all doctors.
My sister-in-law is actually a doctor. She has a lot of female doctor friends, too.
Female doctors will be the majority soon.
It certainly looks that way.
I think it's a positive trend for women.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ms. Han. Congratulations. Your show in Italy was very impressive.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to write an article about your work for our newspaper.
Thank you. I'm quite honored.
How did you like the show?
I'm happy because I had the opportunity to present my philosophy on clothes in Italy.
So, what is your philosophy?
For me, clothes are culture, and I want to share Korean beauty with the world through Hanbok.
Korean beauty? That's great. What plans do you have for the near future?
I'll have similar events in other European countries.
Good luck. Ms. Han, lastly for our readers, may I take a picture of you?
Sure. It would be my pleasure. Thank goodness, midterm exams are over.
Yes, I feel like I'm walking on air. Do you have any plans this Saturday, Lisa?
I'm going to do some volunteer work at an animal shelter.
What are you supposed to do there?
I'm going to help feed the cats and dogs. It'll be fun. Do you want to join me?
It sounds really interesting, but I can't go.
Why not? Do you have something to do this Saturday?
No, I'll be free, but I'm allergic to animal hair.
I'm sorry to hear that. Next time, let's go somewhere else, like a library instead.
Sounds good.
Daddy, I rearranged my desk. Do you want to see it?
Of course I do.
Look, I put our family picture in the middle of the desk. Do you like it?
It's lovely, and the flower pot is also beautiful.
Yes, for it to get more sunlight, I put it on the top shelf near the window.
Good job. I also really like your teddy bear's striped shirts. Are they new?
Yes, my friend gave them to me for my birthday.
And you put a lamp in front of your books.
Yeah, I put it there to read at night.
Excellent.
And I placed a calendar on the corner of the desk to remember important dates.
It's all perfect. Please, organize my desk someday too.
What time will your parents be here, honey?
They will arrive in an hour. Afterwards, why don't we treat them to dinner at a nice restaurant?
But I think they will be tired because of their long drive, so I want to cook a special dinner for them instead.
All right, but I'm afraid you don't have enough time.
How about bulgogi? That doesn't take much time to make, and we have fresh beef.
That's a good choice. Do we have vegetables?
Not enough. Could you go get some at the market?
Sure. Should I pick up some fruits as well?
No, your parents said they were bringing some.
All right. I'll be back soon.
Okay. I'll clean up the living room and prepare for dinner then.
That sounds great. Good morning, Healing Spa Hotel. How may I help you?
I'd like to make a reservation. I got an email saying your hotel has a special offer.
Yes, ma'am. This month, if you stay for two nights, we'll give you a third night for free.
Good. I'd like to book a double room from the 20th to the 23rd.
That would be for three nights, right?
Yes. Do you have a room with an ocean view?
Let me check. Yes, but we only have one left during that period. It's $100 per night, including tax.
It sounds reasonable. I'll reserve the room. When can I check in?
You can check in after 3 p.m.
Great. See you then.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I would like to buy some gifts for friends.
How about this heart-shaped keychain?
It looks pretty. How much is it?
The original price was $4, but now we are offering a 50% discount on this item.
Okay. I'll take 5 keychains. Anything else you'd recommend?
How about this refrigerator magnet? It's a very popular item. It's $4.
But it's a bit expensive. Can I get a discount on this as well?
I'm afraid not, because it's a brand new item.
I see. Then let me have 3 magnets.
So you want to buy 5 keychains and 3 refrigerator magnets, right?
Exactly. Thanks.
11번. 코리안 컬처 서머 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your vice principal, Mr. McMillan, speaking. Today, I'm very happy to tell you about our Korean culture summer camp. It'll be held from July 8th to the 12th at our school. It'll offer you an excellent opportunity to experience interesting aspects of Korean culture, such as hanji crafts, K-pop dancing, and so on. The fee for the camp is $20 and must be paid in advance. Students will be given a certificate of completion on the final day of the camp. If you're interested, you can register online. For more information, visit our school website. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 제품을 고르시오.
Honey, I lost my flash drive this morning. Do you have an extra one?
No, I don't. Let's buy a new one. I saw some ads for drives in a pamphlet. Here it is.
Thanks. Let me see. I think 8 gigabytes is enough.
Well, we have many movie files to store, so I think we need one with more memory.
Okay, then there are also 16-gigabyte and 32-gigabyte drives. What about the color, black or white?
The white one looks good, but I don't want a color that gets dirty so easily.
That makes sense. Then we have only 2 options left.
What about this one? We can get the drive with the most memory for $50.
Not bad, but that's a bit expensive. Let's get the other one.
You're right, dear.
Okay, let's go buy it.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Why the long face, Susan? Did something happen at school?
Yeah, Dad. I had a quarrel with Julie.
Why? You normally get along with her.
She's a good friend, but sometimes she's a little rude to me.
Really? So what did she do to make you so upset?
Actually, this time I'm upset with myself.
What do you mean?
I got angry and shouted, "I hate you," at her.
That's not like you. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Chichester Museum. How many tickets would you like?
Just one ticket, please. How much is it?
$5 for an adult.
Are there any discounts for students?
Yes. We give a $2 discount to students.
That's great. I'm a college student.
Do you have your student ID card?
No, I don't have it with me now.
Sorry, we only offer the discount to students who show their student ID cards.
Anna has a party at her place tonight with her friends. The party goes pleasantly, except for one thing. Michael, one of Anna's best friends, spills some coffee by accident. It makes an ugly stain on her new carpet. Michael sincerely apologizes for the mistake. Anna is a bit upset at first, but she knows that people make mistakes. She says it's no big deal and the carpet doesn't look so bad. Michael keeps insisting he wants to pay for the cleaning, but Anna doesn't want him to. In this situation, what would Anna most likely say to Michael?
Hello,
listeners. Welcome to Daily Health Tips. What's the illness that goes around the most during summer? Surprise! It's the cold. Then how can we deal with colds? First, get plenty of rest. Experts say that's really the best treatment for dealing with a summer cold. Second, you need to drink a lot of water and avoid beverages such as sodas and cocoa that contain a lot of sugar, which has negative effects on your body. Energy drinks and coffee with a lot of caffeine are also things you should avoid to recover quickly. Our final treatment tip is to take an appropriate medicine. It'll relieve your pain and should reduce the duration of your cold. So please keep these tips in mind and enjoy happy summer days.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Daily Health Tips. What's the illness that goes around the most during summer? Surprise! It's the cold. Then how can we deal with colds? First, get plenty of rest. Experts say that's really the best treatment for dealing with a summer cold. Second, you need to drink a lot of water and avoid beverages such as sodas and cocoa that contain a lot of sugar, which has negative effects on your body. Energy drinks and coffee with a lot of caffeine are also things you should avoid to recover quickly. Our final treatment tip is to take an appropriate medicine. It'll relieve your pain and should reduce the duration of your cold. So please keep these tips in mind and enjoy happy summer days.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번. 음료의 예로 언급되지 않은 것은? 이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.